We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. So over on AM 1130, where my daughter used to work, it's lawyer extraordinaire over there, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, here you're lawyer, attorney, and barrister extraordinaire, so they don't give you enough of your due. All right, speaking of getting your due, Tim Walz is due to get to lose. This is not a good sign. It is June, mid-June, and he already is, according to polls, or at least one poll, is in a virtual tie with Dr. Scott Jensen and Matt Burke. Wouldn't you think that it would be the other way, that he would have a decent lead if people loved this guy and wanted to keep him in?
Yeah, I think from the poll that I saw, I think it was the MinPost poll, you know, the 42-40, you know, he's 42 is his, this, you know, he's been around for 4 years as a governor, and before that in Congress. This is his ceiling. Everybody knows who he is. And for the numbers are saying about name ID with Dr. Jensen was very short, small. So I think as people get to know Scott Jensen, I think that 40 that he has, that's his floor. He's going to climb. And I think they lose about like 7% to the Weed Party, which is why the DFLers were trying to engage in shenanigans and change the name to the MAGA Party. And I don't necessarily know that that's about the Weed Party. That could just be 7% that don't want either party in charge.
Well, here's the thing.
They happen to go with the only other major party there.
My understanding from watching other polls is, particularly when it's done by a left-leaning news organization, which MinPost is, they go heavy to Democrats to get their opinions. And if that is the case with this poll, Walz is done, and he should be. I mean, when you go back to COVID and the things he did, well, you had a great idea. Every governor, when they leave, gets a portrait of themselves that is put in, where is it, in the Capitol, the rotunda there, or with the Capitol?
It's in the basement. It's the basement of the Capitol, usually is done, and it usually, you know, the portrait, you know, sort of evokes certain things about them and their term and their personality and whatever. You know, like, remember Jesse Ventura's had his hand on the thinker.
Yes.
You know, because of the ad. Al Quie has is you know, riding his horse. Arnie Carlson has his gopher letter sweater on because he's a big University of Minnesota sports backer. Remember the controversy with Rudy Perpich? He wanted his wife in the photo because she was so integral to his being governor. Well, my suggestion for Tim Walz, given, you know, his 4 years, and I'm hoping that sincerely that this is only 4 years.
It gets capped.
I think, first of all, he should be forced to wear a mask, like he did all of us.
Yeah.
And I think behind him should be the third precinct on fire. Now, I've been mocking up using, you know, just to show people my workshopping idea, which has gone over quite well. If you take a picture of Walz in a mask and put it on the back cover of Kiss Destroyer album from 1976 with all the rubble and fire, it actually works quite well. And I think it will be a real nice touch to the basement of the Capitol.
It encapsulates everything he's about. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that gnaws at me about him is he just followed the lead of these East Coast governors and put people with COVID, older sick people with COVID, into nursing homes, and people died. How do you not realize, wait a minute, how we're going to put people, the most vulnerable population we have, and we knew this early on, are older people for COVID, and to put sick people back into nursing homes, he was killing people and leading to the death of people. And I that's the thing I cannot let go of and cannot forget. And I think a lot of what he's done in this, you know, this latest thing, his Walz dollars, wants to give $2,000 to families, 1,000 individuals. He's just trying to get by your vote.
Yeah.
And of course, Republicans aren't going to allow it. What I want to see is, do we have any photos of him riding a bike and falling over because he poor. Okay, Biden. I've seen so many different angles of this. He thought he had one of the, you know, where you slip your foot into the metal clip. And he thought he had to think his foot was out, and he was putting it on the ground. So by doing that, he like put some weight on it, and boom, over he went. He got toppled. And to me, the reaction, I mean, he got mocked by the right. The left was making excuses for him, and some were even to make it look like he's a hero. You know, because he just brushes himself off and gets right up again. That's Joe Biden.
Yeah, what's funny, Bob, remember it was during the 2020 campaign. I forget where he was, but remember Trump, he walked down a ramp at a speech.
Yes.
And they were ready to say, oh, that's indicia of, you know, mental issues and, you know, 25th Amendment, give him a cognitive test and all this stuff. And it's like, this guy, their guy is just a disaster day in, day out. And they just are sycophants and they just make excuses for him. Well, it's like he has fallen off a bike. He has fallen up the plane steps. He has shaken hands with the air, and that's okay.
Well, they always find it. You know,
so it's just they're such hypocrites.
You know who drives me nuts on? And I won't. I've thought about it. And I said, no, I got to keep being entertained. I think Rob Reiner is one of the great filmmakers of the last 25 or 30 years. Everything he does movie wise is terrific, right? But his every day he's going after Trump. You know, we're looking at the end of democracy. We have to put him in jail. He's obsessed with Donald Trump. Trump has space in Rob Reiner's large head, but the guy just doesn't. I mean, and he's not alone. There's so many people who are like him. Honestly, whatever happened January 6th, I don't care if Trump, you know, he doesn't need to go to jail. Move on. This is all because they're scared to death on that side of the aisle that he will run again and win. And that's all this is about, is trying to somehow keep it. Here's the problem, though. This January 6th commission, they're all people who lied about Russia on the commission. You know, and they found the one Republican who hates him as much as Democrats do on in Congress, and Liz Cheney. I mean, her dad was hated, reviled by Democrats, but now because she doesn't like Trump, she's the one that they love. They absolutely love this woman.
Well, they don't love her in Wyoming because I think she's 30 points down in her congressional race.
Well, she's done unless she becomes a Democrat and moves somewhere else. She's not going anywhere. Because can a Democrat get elected in Wyoming? They have the one.
No.
They really, what
no
do they way. Have, one senator and one congressperson? I don't think they have two.
Yeah, yeah. No, they have two. They have two senators and one member of Congress.
Excuse me, that's what I meant. Their senators outnumber their congressperson.
Yes, correct. That's correct. Yeah, there's no chance of getting elected in Wyoming as an independent or a Democrat.
Yeah.
She's done. And Adam Kinzinger, the other Republican on the committee.
Yes, and he hates him as well. But he's done. He's not even running.
He got redistricted out of his district, so that's why he can't. I mean, he's the Democrat. So here's look at this. The guy turns on his own party and joins up with the Democrats on the January 6th committee, and the Democrats in Illinois still pack his district, put him in a district that's loaded with Democrats, so he loses. So that's got him very. Hope that was a good career move. The guy, I mean. Hopefully, maybe they both can get some, CNN or an MSNBC gig.
But the Democrats are getting what they want out of them, which is to condemn everything that happened on January 6th. And the thing about these congressional hearings, because Kinzinger and Liz Cheney were handpicked by Nancy Pelosi. So there's really not even an attempt at the other side. And people say, oh, there is no other side. Well, there is another side that you never hear about.
Well, there was if you remember how that committee was put together, when Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, the Republican leader, was asked to submit, members to the committee, he gave them members like Jim Jordan and a few others, and they were told, no, they can't be on here because they're going to look at other issues. They would look at, the riots of 2020 in D.C.
Which shouldn't be ignored.
The George Floyd stuff and things like that. And some of the different theories of was it a false flag operation, those kinds of things. So Pelosi's having none of that. And this is a political show trial. So she got two willing stooges from the Republican side to join up with it. And the thing is no one cares. No one cares about this. Gas prices are $5, $6 a gallon. Who cares about this?
No, okay. You want to talk about prices? Yes. I've got diesel, and it's I've seen it as high as $5.69 in Maple Lake, and it's 549 pretty much across the board. I pulled into a place because I was in Alexandria for my son, which for high school trap shooting yesterday. I pulled in, mm-hmm. and I had half a tank. I filled up because I thought I was getting a bargain at 539, and it is a bargain compared to other ones. It's absolutely absurd where they've gone. Now, you watched the offer. You watched it this morning, you had said, with your mm-hmm. wife. You're over. Just quickly, mm-hmm. your thoughts on it. I think it's phenomenal, but I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. It is phenomenal. I mean, it's been, to me, the whole show, I can't tell who did the better job portraying whom. You know, there was Giovanni Ribisi playing Joe Colombo.
Yes.
But Matthew Good playing Bob Evans.
Great.
It's amazing. He's amazing in that role. And I guess I never, I've always, like you, I've always loved the movie, The Godfather.
Yes.
I did not really, now we sit here today in 2022 and it's just such an iconic classic movie, right?
Yep.
I had no idea how difficult it was to make that movie, the issues with it, the length of it and getting the number of, showings
yes.
on it. And they wanted to bounce Pacino and they wanted to, and it was fascinating to see how this classic film almost may not have come into existence.
Well, you got it. And if you have Paramount Plus, you got to watch it. If you don't, you can do a week trial and power watch like a friend will. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone.